Perry Medical College has decided to take a leading role in the future of Nashville General Hospital. The school announced this month it will relocate its medical students to an HCA hospital because business at the facility is so slow. And that put the sustainability of the city's safety net provider even more in doubt. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
At the same press conference where Meharry said it was switching hospital affiliations, Mayor Megan Berry announced her intention to end overnight stays at Nashville General. But she faced swift blowback for not even having a broad outline of what that would look like. She says now that was a starting point and that a group led by Meharry will come up with a workable and sustainable model. President James Hildreth says he supports moving to outpatient services, but says Meharry will always be a part of what happens at Nashville General.
I think we're well positioned to elevate the conversation. We can't undo what's been done and move forward. That's really what I want. I just want us to move forward.
Hildreth has named a working group that includes school officials, the Berry administration, ministers, and labor leaders representing General Hospital staff. The hospital has almost always struggled, and not just because most of its patients can't pay. Currently, it's operating at just one-third of capacity. And while 90% of its visits are already outpatient, ending inpatient care means answering some difficult questions, like where prisoners will get treatment and what happens to the hospital staff. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.